This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer here with another session of Medical Frontiers on this Monday evening. And fall has arrived, Rob. It's getting dark.
It's cold. My furnace is on.
Yeah, unbelievable. Where did summer go? It was all fast.
I saw it right through the window here at work every day because that's where I was. It went by that quickly.
Okay, well, Medical Frontiers, we're going to be doing something different this evening. Excuse me. Getting choked up here. We're going to be talking about intimate partner violence and awareness. We've never done a show of this. We've touched on this subject sometimes with some of our guests that we have had on Medical Frontiers, but we've never done a whole show devoted entirely to domestic violence. And boy, we're very fortunate this evening. We have three young ladies in the studio. They are our guests, and as you regular listeners know, we very seldom have three guests in the studio, sometimes one, sometimes two, occasionally three. But we're very fortunate tonight to have three astute women to talk about this subject. And like I said on the tease, and I said to our guests in preparation for this show, that it's a subject that we really shouldn't have to be talking about. But we can't shove it under the rug. It happens. There is a certain percentage of households, women, men, etc., where there is domestic violence. And domestic violence comes in all forms. It's not only always physical. It can be mental, emotional. Even a partner in a relationship, maybe they don't speak to each other for a year. That's domestic violence. It's not physical harm, but it certainly is mental harm. And so I'd like to first introduce to us this evening, I'm going to introduce Kristen Lazara first. She is the Director of Strategic Operations at Allegheny Health Network Center for Inclusion Health. And she told me before the show, she's not an expert in domestic violence. I mean, why are you here? But no, it's important that she's here because she oversees some very, very important areas of Allegheny Health Network and the community that we are in with Highmark sponsor AHN, our hospitals and our outpatient clinics, et cetera, et cetera. Welcome to Medical Frontiers, Kristen. Can you tell us a little about what you do and a little bit about your background? your educational background.
Sure. Thank you for having me. I work at the Center for Inclusion Health, and we have a compilation of programs that focus on marginalized populations.
And explain what that means to our audience, marginalized populations.
These are folks who have a hard time accessing health care for one reason or another. They may not have transportation, or they may lack insurance. They may lack housing. They might be unstably housed. And so they might have a mistrust of something bad may have happened to them at one time along the way, where they are very reluctant to engage with our healthcare system. And so we are constantly trying to figure out how to reduce those barriers for them and encourage them to engage with our health system to better their own health.
Okay. And sometimes the marginalized part of our population are the ones who are most likely to have health problems. And so that makes it a double whammy, you know. And we're so proud that AHN has that awareness capability to spread the word. And this is part of that. We're on this first commercial radio station in the world, right? KDK, spreading the word. You know, very, very fortunate to be able to do that. Okay. So we're talking about domestic violence. And we have a young woman in the studio. And I asked her if it was okay to use her name, her real name, her birth name, over the air. And that's Jen Pardini. And Jen is a victim of domestic violence. And Jen, welcome to Medical Frontiers. And thank you for having the stamina and the wherewithal and the, let's say, the ability to be compassionate about something that you believe in and to help other people become aware of help that can be had when somebody is a victim of domestic violence. Welcome to Medical Frontiers. Tell us your story.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so I was in a relationship for a couple of years, and things were very mentally violent. And then there was only one physical event at the very end of our relationship. We had actually broken up whenever the situation had happened. I was lifelighted to Allegheny General Hospital, and no one thought I would live. So here I am, walking, talking, remembering everything. And I believe that God wanted me here to spread awareness and to help out as many people as I possibly could.
When did you become aware in your relationship that things were not going along swimmingly?
So it wasn't for a few months of time. There were some issues starting out. However, I was kind of roped into believing they were normal. I would ask friends of mine, is it normal? Are your relationships like this? And they didn't exactly know what to say. Some of them kind of said, yeah, it's kind of normal. Over time, he kind of distanced me from my friends, from my family. At one point, he wanted us to move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
From the area?
Yep. I said, where do you want to move? He said, anywhere else. Anywhere in the country other than Pittsburgh. And I should have immediately taken that as a red flag.
Yep.
But he kept telling me not to speak to my family, not to speak to my friends about anything bad in the relationship.
So he was afraid that others would find out how he was treating you.
Absolutely. And absolutely.
For a while, even as a victim, you were helping to protect him.
Yep. Right? Yep. And I was saying it's hard because in the beginning, I had some people say, maybe this isn't the right relationship for you. And that made me want to fight back and say, no, it was just a one-time thing. Yeah. It's going to get better.
Okay. Okay, we need to take a break.
Yeah.
This is Medical Frontiers, and we're talking about intimate partner violence, or IPV for short. And if you have been a victim, or if you have had, if you're aware of a woman or a man who has been a victim of domestic violence, and you'd like to tell us that story, we would love to hear it. 866-391-1020 is you can get in touch with us. These are the experts in this subject. Shouldn't have to talk about it, but we're talking about it tonight on Medical Frontiers. 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Okay, we're back on Medical Frontiers. Tonight we're talking about intimate partner violence and trying to make the public aware of this and what the red flags are. And know that if you are a victim of domestic violence, there certainly is help. You don't have to put up with that, and there is help. And we're going to be talking more about that. I'd like to introduce May Reel. She's a health education specialist in the Pennsylvania Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And we have, 36 counties in Pennsylvania?
We have 67 counties.
67 counties. Wow, I missed it by a factor of two.
I didn't know that factoid until I came to Coalition. So
And every county has a program, right? Tell us about what you do. Tell us about this coalition and so on. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Kristen, for being here. Jen, for sharing your story. So as a coalition, we're a member coalition. So that means that we have 59 domestic violence programs that serve all 67 counties of the Commonwealth. Some counties, like Allegheny, have more than one domestic violence program. And some domestic violence
programs. Which is sad in itself. That we need four.
But and I'm real grateful they're here.
And that may not be enough.
Yeah. Each of those programs sort of operates independently, and their whole goal is to work with people who have experienced domestic violence. The goal isn't just to provide support, to people who want to leave or people who want shelter. They have these wealth of services across the state where we're really working to make sure that nobody has to navigate this process on their own. And so my role at the coalition is to work at that intersection of health and domestic violence to try to make sure that people who are providers feel really comfortable early on to ask questions, because we know it's really scary. And as a coalition, we really do have the honor of supporting advocates across the state who are doing this amazing work of uplifting the needs of survivors in healthcare, and also making sure that we are, when we're working with survivors, connecting the survivors back to healthcare resources, right? So we want to kind of have this beautiful crosswalk. And one of the things that to me is so important and so cool about Pennsylvania, so if you're from Pennsylvania, give yourself kind of a big pat on the back, because in Pennsylvania, the advocates who work at those 59 domestic violence programs are able to work with survivors and offer a unique legal privilege. So a survivor can tell them anything. They're mandated reporters of child abuse, but a survivor can tell them anything at all about their lives, and that advocate can hear that information, work with that information, and really give survivors some resources that they might need in a no judgment, no consequence kind of way. And we, that's not always something that people know until they know. And if you're going, where's my local program? You can visit pcadv.org and go to the Find Help tool and find your local domestic violence program.
In cases where a man is abusing his significant other, mm-hmm. in a home environment, so often what I have been able to learn about that is the woman often feels trapped. Where am I going to go? Mm-hmm. My parents aren't living anymore. I'm not close to any siblings. I have some friends, but I certainly can't move in with friends and that type of thing. I don't have a real good job, and I'm really concerned about my two children. And mm-hmm. what can I do? She may be fully aware that she's a victim. Mm-hmm. So what should she do? Who should she call?
Well, I hope that person would feel safe enough to reach out to that local program. And just knowing that, like, anybody can call and pick up the phone. And also at AHN, they're already there, and if you're in Allegheny County. So I think what we want is just to make sure that people know calling isn't a contract. Calling is just saying, I need some help. I want to talk about what this looks like. And the person on the other end has been trained to sort of start that process of planning for safety. And survivors are in charge of their next steps at every single step of the way.
Right.
So on the other end of that phone, or if the medical advocate who's in an AHN hospital walks in, that's that opportunity to work together. It's not an opportunity to be told what to do.
I know one of the things that I have seen as working at AHN for many, many years, Allegheny General and then AHN, but I know being a patient, I get questioned whether I feel safe at home. And I know, I think every new patient that comes through the doors is fills out the same questionnaire. You know, do you feel safe? That type of thing. And Kristen, that's relatively new in the healthcare community.
That did happen several years ago, but we do that social determinants of health assessment across our network, in the hospital, in the emergency department, in primary care, specialty offices. So we are assessing people on a number of different topics, and safety is one of them.
I know when you go into the emergency department, they ask everyone to leave. And so one of the physicians would go in and, do you feel safe at home? Is there any reason that you are here that you would like to talk about because of something that has happened at home, that type of thing. And so that's spreading the awareness, you know, not being afraid to ask the question. And I know we're trying to get our physicians to be a little more astute about picking up on possibly a red flag or just asking the question, you know, are you okay at home? How are things in your marriage or whatever? Because if you don't ask, you may not uncover something like that. Okay, we need to take a break. Again, It goes fast, doesn't it, ladies? Okay, the Medical Frontiers, and we're talking about domestic violence and what can be done about it. Hopefully, how it can be prevented, and if it occurs, what can we do to provide support? We'll be back after the break. 866-391-1020.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network.
Okay, we're back for another segment of Medical Frontiers. We're talking this evening about intimate partner violence and trying to make people more aware of that. What are the red flags and how can we get support for victims, et cetera? Or how can we create a culture where we don't have as much domestic violence would be great. And what I would like to ask Kristen, we at AHN are oftentimes first in many types of medical treatments and new technology and so on. What sets AHN apart from other medical organizations as far as having our patients be able to be made aware of the support that AHN provides for this type of discussion?
Back in 2020,
five years ago,
the Center for Inclusion Health recognized this need in the community, and we launched an intimate partner violence program. And that is unique because we are bringing the domestic violence expertise into the health system. So we partner with two domestic violence organizations, Women's Center and Shelter, which is here in the city, and also the Alakiski Hope Center, which is in Allegheny County, but they're located in Natrona Heights. And they have medical advocates that are located at 7 of our facilities. So if you have a conversation with your trusted provider, they can connect you immediately to a medical advocate.
Okay, that's wonderful. Is that unusual for a medical organization, May, to have that type of program?
There are a couple of, like in Philadelphia, there's something that's similar. I think what's really unique about what you all have done is really also bringing that sort of IPV education in, and not just sort of leaving it to the program, the domestic violence program, to figure out, but to say like, no, where I know you have gone and talked with countless providers, and now your IPV educator and the advocates doing the work. It's unique because what AHN is doing is really saying we take this so seriously that we are going to make sure that providers understand what we're asking of them. So it's not just sort of saying, oh, if a survivor comes in and they disclose, or we find out, we're going to connect them to an advocate. That's been standard for a really long time. But what's really cool about what I and I don't want to speak out of school, but what you all do is making sure that providers understand not just what to do if they get a disclosure, but like how to ask, what it's going to look like, and making sure that survivors, it's not all on a survivor to walk in the door and just disclose.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good point, because we do have we have an IPV educator. We have educated hundreds of departments. We've attended nurse huddles. We've attended staff meetings across the network to educate our staff. And we also have a new module where 23,000 employees at AHN are going to be taking a domestic violence course.
Whoa.
By the end of the year.
Well, that's amazing. Jen, a question for you, and your relationship ended with some pretty severe injuries and so on. You needed medical care and all. Once you were in your recovery from your surgery and so on, did you get some support for the fact that you were a victim of domestic violence? And tell us about that. Did you initiate it yourself, or did somebody else help you? Or
That's a good question. So I had like a physical therapist come. I had a mental therapist come and do that sort of work just to make sure I was like physically and mentally getting back to where I was. In terms of emotionally,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I kind of was on my own in terms of figuring out where, how to go about getting myself to a good point emotionally. I see a therapist now, and she's absolutely incredible. I also just read a bunch of books. This might sound dumb, but I would watch a bunch of like TikToks, just kind of like inspiring you, and those things really help get me back on my feet. And yeah, it wasn't until a few months ago I messaged some domestic violence representatives about me just wanting to help out, me wanting to get involved, me wanting to provide support and resources to those who are struggling or who may be struggling or who know someone who could be struggling. And through that, I got connected with the Allegheny Health Network and some other domestic violence groups. And I've been doing my best, especially with October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, to help out.
That is, October is Domestic Awareness Month. So how about, did you have good support from your family?
Absolutely. Yeah. They're incredible.
How about friends?
Incredible.
Okay. And that is important also. And I'm sure that that's something that you folks preach about, you know, if you have a friend who's in trouble, you need to be supportive, you need to listen, and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things you would like to tell young women out there, or, you know, elder women who are in abusive situations about getting support?
Yeah, so first thing, before you even get support, I want all women, or in some situations men, to know that you are important. And it's so easy to let your abuser make you feel like you don't matter. Like they are the superior and you are almost like a slave to them. Everyone matters. Everyone. I would encourage reaching out to friends and family as much as you can, even whenever your abuser tells you not to do that. Do your best, even if it's just saying like, hey, how was your day? All you have to do is just say like, this was a positive thing that happened to me today. And even just sparking that conversation doesn't necessarily have to be about the relationship, but having those connections with other people helps keep you from getting in that isolated space. Just saying, this happened to me today, like, that definitely helps. Then after that, check out the resources. You know, check out the inclusion division, check out any type of domestic violence thing that you can. But if you're uncomfortable doing that, start with just trying to keep, even if it's not about your relationship, little bits of conversations with your family and friends.
And sometimes, as a friend of somebody who may be in a domestic violence situation, you know, sometimes they will show some signs, you know, and we need to take a break, and I want to talk a little bit more about that when we come out of the break. But this is Medical Frontiers, and we're talking about intimate partner violence awareness, because this is October, and it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We'll be back, 866-391-1020. Okay, we're back for our last segment of Medical Frontiers, 866-391-1020, and we're talking about intimate partner violence awareness tonight. So if you have a story about that, if you know somebody who has been domestically violated, et cetera, give us a call at 866-391-1020. Okay, what were we talking about when I took a break? I said I was going to talk more about that.
I think we're going to talk about how somebody could be supported by family or friends.
And if you're a friend of somebody, a good friend, and you see a change in them, maybe in their demeanor, maybe they're not smiling as often, and say, hey, you don't seem very happy. What's going on? You know, I know you and John had a little difficulty there a few months ago, but how are things? And, you know, is there some reason that you aren't happy? It opens the door so that the victim may feel a little more comfortable about that. But it has to be done in confidence. It's not going to, you know, I'm going to get on Facebook and announce that Susie's having trouble because her significant other is beating her up. So it has to be done, you know, with good reason. Do you agree with that, Jen?
Yeah, I do. But I also do find that you have to have a good relationship before you ask someone about mm-hmm. their personal relationship.
Sure. Because you are diving into private things.
Right, yeah. Right. And I kind of, in my personal situation, had people tell me, you need to leave this situation. And that would kind of make me want to say, no, just give them another chance. They said it was a one-time thing. They said it'll never happen again. And repeatedly that same thing would happen where they would say, you need to leave. And I would say, did they just give them one more try? Just give them one more try. So that's kind of where you want to just be a good supportive friend or family member and talk about, oh, how was your day? How was this? How was that? Because just having a relationship with someone, even if you don't bring up your relationship between you and your partner themselves, it just, you don't want to isolate yourself to the point where you're not speaking to anyone at all. So just having that person that you can go to share things about your day, that's step number one. Then if you feel comfortable with that, then you can kind of get into, hey, are you okay? I don't know how I feel, or I want to make sure you're okay in your relationship. But you want to make sure you're at a really good point with them before getting to that mm-hmm. stretch.
Yeah. You don't want to make them feel like you're just a busybody and you're going to gossip about the answer.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that, May, how often drugs and alcohol involved?
I think we'll never know great stats about domestic violence because it's so prevalent, and we have to ask the right question to get the right stats. I will say that I think substance use coercion has a big role in domestic violence, in part because if someone is using a substance, there's already stigma. So that person who's abusive is very capable of using that to get power and to get control over that person. So they can say, like, they can make threats and say, like, oh, you know, I'm going to, like, tell your family you've returned to use. Or they can say, I'm going to call CYS and I'm going to take the kids from you. So I think sometimes we always talked about it in this lens of, like, oh, it's a coping mechanism. And that may certainly be the case, but it's also a tool that people who are abusive can use to get and keep power, because we have such stigma around it in our culture. People sort of like saying, like, this is what's going on for me, or asking for help. For me, as a person who has the opportunity to talk with a lot of healthcare providers, I always say, if you know someone's experiencing domestic violence, ask about substance use. And if you know somebody's using a substance, ask about domestic violence. And that they're not interchangeable, but they have deep linkages. And certainly not every survivor is using a substance. Not every person who's using a substance is experiencing it, but they are very deeply linked, in part because of the way that people who are abusive can use that substance as a way to keep getting power and keep getting control over survivors.
Mm-hmm. How about when there are children involved? That certainly complicates things. And, any special program available for where there's a domestic abuse in a household, including children?
Both of our domestic violence organizations work with families, and they both have shelters that take families, and they work with them.
All of the domestic violence programs across the Commonwealth help the family to the extent that the survivors want them to. So we're always looking to provide supports for families, not just the survivor on their own.
Let's talk about funds. Do you get enough funds from the state and the federal government to carry out the programs you need to have?
I'm going to say, I think domestic violence across the board we're always going to need more funds, because mm-hmm. there's always survivors that we need to reach out
right.
to. I am not in a position to necessarily talk about all of that, but I just think the more funding that we can provide for everybody and all of the social drivers of health, the better and the safer and the more healthy our culture and communities will be.
How about funding for your programs?
We have two generous philanthropic funders that allow us to do this work and to partner with our domestic violence organization partners. These services are completely free. They don't generate revenue. So we rely on those grant funds to sustain these programs.
Okay. We have 1 minute. Let's start with you. Some words of wisdom for our listening audience.
If you know somebody's going through it, listen. Don't tell them what to do, and call a local program to find out how you can support them.
Okay. How about you, Jen, as a victim?
Yeah, I would speak more towards the victims themselves and less towards the friends and family who are helping, but you matter. Every single person matters, and it's so easy to feel like you don't, but I promise you do. And reach out, find help, because, again, you matter. Everyone does.
Yeah, everyone matters. Absolutely. Kristen?
Talk to your trusted healthcare provider and have that conversation the next time you're in the office, because they will help you.
And if you suspect it in a member of your family or friends, try to get some type of conversation and engage. So this is Medical Frontiers. We need to say goodnight. We'll be back in 1 week.
Medical Frontiers was an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.